grind until the time it says finish. Yeah. I won't tone it down, not even for a minute. Never. I'm working like a champion until they say he did it.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record. Got him!
Michael Brewer for the triple. Splash from downtown for Michael Brewer. The Hawks take a 13-3 lead.
Pass into the post for Reed. Turnaround shot no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback and the foul.
From the Parkland to Jefferson County and beyond, Regional Radio is your home for the most in-depth sports coverage on the hardwood.
Lines up at the top of the key. Hammond goes the other way to Huber. Right wing three. That's good.
Pushing in transition now. Shot is up. Banked in off the glass by Jen Edding.
And the Hillsboro Hawks are Class 4 District 2 champion.
Follow along on Twitter at MimoInfoSports and at KJF Sports. We now send it courtside for the pregame show with the Regional Radio Sports Team.
And a very happy Thanksgiving to all of you listening. We're glad that you have joined us on J98 for the final day of action at the 91st Annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament from Ironton. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey as we get set for the third place game between the host team and two-seed Arcadia Valley Tigers and the number one seed in the tournament, the West County Bulldogs. Both of these teams suffered upsets in the semifinal round yesterday. West County was downed by Lesterville by a score of 66-59, and then yesterday South Iron topped Arcadia Valley in a very close one. 53-48 was the final there. South Iron moving on, so Arcadia Valley and West County, the two top seeds in this tournament, having to meet in the third place game. They met in the championship last year. West County was the winner on a buzzer beater.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out Mineral Air.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome in to Arcadia Valley High School. We're getting set for the third place game between the Arcadia Valley Tigers and the West County Bulldogs in the 91st Annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey, and a very happy Thanksgiving to all of you listening to us here on J98 The Boot. And with these two teams being the top two seeds in the tournament coming into it, now playing in the third place game, they have history against each other. They met in the final last year. A buzzer beater gave West County the championship a season ago. So these two teams wanting to get back at each other again, Sean.
Yeah, certainly. And it could be a chance for revenge for Arcadia Valley, as they, you know, you don't want to lose on your home court. You don't want to lose on your own home court on a buzzer beater three in your own tournament on Thanksgiving Day. So 1 year later, here we are. A chance for Arcadia Valley to capture third place and get some revenge.
For West County, I beg your pardon, it was Lesterville downing them last night 66-59 in the semifinal round. And then shortly after that, South Iron topped Arcadia Valley in a very close one, 53-48. So South Iron and Lesterville will get it going in the final later on tonight. But first things first, we've got the third place game in front of us between West County and Arcadia Valley, and we'll hear from both head coaches coming up right after this on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
The Lesterville schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville schools. Go Bearcats!
J98. Welcome back to the pregame show. And we're now joined by West County Bulldogs head coach Chris LeBrier. Coach, after last night's loss in the semifinals, what's the key to getting your group to focus back onto a third place game to try and get another win in this tournament?
Well, you know, it's the third game this season. We're playing the third night of the Thanksgiving tournament. They don't have any reason not to be focused. And plus, we're playing AV. That's our biggest rival. And, you know, you get an opportunity to get better, so we'll find out real quick if those guys that are out there on the floor want to play. If not, we've got several guys on the bench that can play also.
So having an experienced group probably helps in a situation like that where you get a loss in the tournament before the championship. Does it help to have a lot of seniors and juniors that can step up in that role?
Well, we'll find out. You know, I'm sure they're disappointed that they're not getting to play in the finals. You know, that was their goal coming into this, but you find out a lot about yourself when some adversity hits and things like that. So it's good time this time of year. You find out a lot about your guys, and we're going to find out a lot about ourselves tonight again.
As you look at AV, what do you want to try and attack to get the best of them, even though they have the home crowd in front of them?
Playing AV, they're going to play hard. Coach Turnbull does a great job. You know, he's been doing it several years now, and you know, their kids are going to play hard. They're going to be well prepared. The crowd's going to be loud, and that makes it fun. That's what this tournament's all about. The best atmosphere we'll play in besides the district tournament the whole year. So, you know, if we can't get excited to play tonight, there's not going to be very many games that we get excited to play for.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
That's Chris LeBrier, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, as we get set for action in the third place game between West County and Arcadia Valley coming up soon here on J98.
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooners in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooners, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooners on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Andy Humphrey here on J98 The Boot. Welcome back to the pregame show. And we're joined now by Arcadia Valley head coach Ricky Turnbow. Coach, after last night's loss, how do you refocus your group for the third place game?
You just gotta be able to move on past that game and focus on the next one and find a way to motivate yourself. You know, you can play in 2 nights in a row now. You got the team that can come out with the most energy and be ready to go, I think's got a good shot at winning this one.
How helpful is it to play in front of a home crowd on the last day of the AV tournament?
It helps a lot. Our crowd was loud last night, and hopefully they can come back and after a disappointing loss and support us again tonight, and it definitely energizes us and it makes a big difference.
What's the biggest challenge that you think West County presents to you tonight?
They're an athletic group, and when they're shooting the ball well, they can put some points on the board. So we got to find their shooters and rebound and take care of the basketball, and that's probably the 3 biggest things.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time and good luck out there.
All right, thanks a lot.
That's Ricky Turnbow, the head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. We're set for the third place game between AV and West County coming up after this on J98.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
The Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like the fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and more. While you're in, grab a bite to eat for lunch at the grill Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. That's the Orange Blossom Florist and Grill just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
My name is Christy Claiborne, and I am a special education teacher for St. Genevieve Middle School and High School. Not only do we use the Soap Lady products in our life skills program, our yearly fundraiser with the Soap Lady allows my students to take monthly community outings and expand their learning outside of the traditional classroom. On these trips, my students make purchases for different supplies that our classroom needs.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find all of our products on Facebook.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Getting set for the third place game in Arcadia Valley as the Tigers and Bulldogs get set to get underway in the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and for the West County Bulldogs, they'll go with the same lineup as last night. Reed Pratt, Nathan Hollick, Hayden Roney, Nate Kinnard, and Noah Vincent. Still waiting to see if Arcadia Valley will announce their starting lineups at the introductions later on this evening, as we're about 3.5 minutes away from tip-off. West County and Arcadia Valley, obviously very familiar with each other, big rivals in this part of the parkland, as West County last year got the best of the Tigers on their home floor with that buzzer beater in the final game. Now they face each other in the third place game, and it's a little different, you know, having to refocus into a third place game where you know it's not going to be as fulfilling in the end if you win a third place championship, even on your home floor if you're Arcadia Valley. But you know, these two teams still very strong, and they know how to get up for their opponent, especially if their opponent is the one that has been their hated rival for the last few years.
Yeah, and especially we were talking earlier about how West County, you know, knocked them off on their home turf last year, on their home court last year. So there's definitely a lot more emotion involved in this game than just your typical third place game for a Thanksgiving tournament.
A lot of experience on this West County squad, all seniors and juniors. Four seniors in the starting lineup for the Bulldogs. Arcadia Valley has a bit of a mix. They have four seniors, and they have a starting point guard who's a freshman and is actually the nephew of Ricky Turnbow, the head coach, and that's not really nepotism at all. It's basically he earned the job. He played in practice and did well.
I had a chance to watch him last night. This kid can ball. He is for real. This is not nepotism in the slightest. But you mentioned both these teams, West County a little more senior-laden, but both of them are losing some talented players from last season. In fact, each team lost a dream teamer. Jacob Minershagen of West County, most notably the one who hit the game-winning three-point shot over Arcadia Valley to win the tournament last year, is no longer here. And Jake Pryor of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, a dream teamer, also no longer with the team. Both of them graduated and moved on. West County also lost a number of other talented seniors, Jared Jones and Matthew Momot, to name a few.
Minershagen, of course, not too far away either. He plays for Mineral Area College at the moment in the Parkland. We're almost ready for action in the third-place game. We'll take one more short break and come back with third-place action in the 91st Annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Stay with us on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. McCormick's certified technicians and engineers are here to design a network solution for you. McCormick is a proud supporter of their area's talented athletes and pleased to sponsor this year's broadcast of the Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialists. The Lesterville schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville schools. Go Bearcats!
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooners in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooners, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooners on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
Action has now started in the third place game of the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey. Arcadia Valley won the tip. They had the basketball first, but a turnover by Carter Brogan, and back come the West County Bulldogs the other way. At the top of the key is the starting point guard, Reed Pratt. Surveys his options around the court. Bounce passes right side to Hollick, who looks to the top of the key again. They swing it around back to Pratt between the circles. Calls out the play against a 2-3 zone from Arcadia Valley. As Pratt receives it right side, now to the top of the key. Thinking about the three there was Vincent, but he'll go right side to Hollick. Gives it back off a deflection, and West County keeps it. They swing it around. As we're under 7 minutes to play first quarter, nobody scored just yet. And a traveling called on the drive by Nate Kinnard of West County, the 6'3 senior. We're going the other way with Arcadia Valley.
Arcadia Valley running a 2-3 zone to get things started here, and worked out well for them on defense, forcing the turnover.
Carter Brogan, we talked about him a little earlier in the pregame, the 6-foot freshman point guard starting, but a turnover here as they start the fast break the other way. West County, a lay-in for Kinnard, and he gets the first points of the game, 2-0 West County. Back the other way come the Tigers. At the top again with Brogan. Looked inside to Tatum Jones, didn't have it, and Now getting pressured, drives, bounce passes to Jones, spins with the left hand off the glass, no. And a rebound pulled down by Hollick. Back come the Bulldogs. A drive by Kinner. He contacted a man right in the middle, and it'll be a charge on Kinnard, his first, and it was drawn by Tatum Jones for the Tigers.
Some good defense again being shown by Arcadia Valley.
2-0 early on in this first quarter, 6:15 to play. 2-0 West County with the lead. Driving into the corner is Brogan, and he'll get called for traveling. He seemed confused with the call, but it is West County basketball. Full court pressure now from Arcadia Valley as they pressure Pratt. He hands it to Kinnard backwards. Still not out of the backcourt just yet. Now a long pass into the front court. Taken down by Vincent. He gave it to Roney on the low block and got fouled on the shot. So he'll go to the line for two.
Good patience being shown so far from West County. That's the first time they've faced that full court trap all game long and didn't panic. Just got the ball to the open man until they got it across half court, and then they had a fast break.
Hayden Roney drills the first free throw. 6'1" junior. 3-0 West County early on. And here's the second shot. It is also good. 4-0 Bulldogs with the lead over the Tigers in the third place game. Brogan brings it up the court. Picking him up, Vincent. Drives to the corner. Deflected out of bounds. Last off of Reed Pratt of West County. Arcadia Valley keeps it on the far sideline. We're positioned on the baseline. It's 2 hour left. With Arcadia Valley working away from us, West County is playing from far to near as there's a foul underneath. Losing the basketball was Jeremiah Moore, but contacted there. Foul went on Vincent, his first, and Arcadia Valley has it underneath the basket. Into the low block, they gave it back to Moore, and a hook shot is good. Jeremiah Moore with the first points for Arcadia Valley. It's 4-2. Back comes Vincent the other way. Drives and runs into Tatum Jones again. He draws another charge. And Vincent gets called for the offensive foul. And that's too early.
Yeah, that's two quick fouls on Vincent. So let's see if they maybe yank him here. Decision time if your head coach, Chris LeBrier.
Staying out there for now as West County mans up against Arcadia Valley with the basketball. Left-handed dribble by Brogan. Gets a ball screen from Jones. Left side pass. There's Austin Wren looking for an option. Now driving it is Peyton Whitehead. His shot was missed, but the putback was right back in from Whitehead, and it is all tied at four. West County driving. Here's Kinnard. Again, charge drawn by Tatum Jones. That's the third straight in this first quarter.
He's doing a heck of a job defending the paint. Without having to really defend, just keeping his feet still.
And now that's two on Kinnard. And into the game is...
it's Jake McRaven checking in, and someone else is coming in as well.
Yeah, they're taking off both guys with two fouls as Kinnard and Vincent both take a seat. On comes McRaven, and on comes Ryan Retzer. We're tied at four. Early on in the first quarter, just over 5 minutes to play. Brogan with the basketball for Arcadia Valley. Left side pass to Jones, who stepped out. Now back to Brogan. Gets a ball screen from Jones. Left-handed dribble to the perimeter. Now into the corner with Whitehead. Drove, but then gave it back to Brogan. He'll launch from three from the top, and that's short. Long rebound pulled down by West County. They trigger the fast break the other way. And in the position again is Tatum Jones for the offensive charge. This time... it's McRaven picking up the offensive foul.
And Reed Pratt literally just yelled at his teammates as they're coming back up the court, stop doing that. They got to stop attacking him.
He's got it figured out so far in this first quarter as West County now has to adjust, knowing that they can't really drive into the paint as much as they are used to. Brogan right side into the paint now. It's tipped away from Moore. Nice defense from McRaven, but it fell back to Arcadia Valley. Open is Whitehead. He'll drive. And back it out again. Gives it back to the top with Austin Wren. Left side pass to Brogan between the circles. As a timeout is called by Ricky Turnbow of Arcadia Valley. He has the same last name as one of our co-workers. It'll get confusing a couple times tonight, I promise you. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here and thank a few of our sponsors, including Lenny's in Lesterville, McCormick, Ellington Telecom, Lesterville R4 School District, Spooner's Restaurant in Ellington, and Fisher Furniture in Ironton. 4-4 is the score, 4:19 to play first quarter, and so far the adjustment that West County has to make is that they got to stop driving.
Yeah, and Coach LeBrier not happy with the way the officiating has gone. He was arguing that there was a non-call that should have been made in that last possession there when Moore went down after losing the ball. He kind of tied up. I didn't see who for West County. I think that it might have wound up being Ryan Retzer, but he kind of held him a little bit, didn't allow him to go corral the loose ball. Coach LeBrier not happy with the no-call there.
Arcadia Valley has it on the sideline. They trigger it back in. Brogan with the basketball. Looking to find Wren, but doesn't have him, and he'll go all the way down to Jeremiah Moore at the low block. Good hook shot, and it rolls in. Arcadia Valley with the 6-4 lead as we hit 4 minutes to play first quarter. Triggering the other way is West County. Now a jump stop this time, but the shot was missed by Roney, and back come the Tigers. Moore driving and knocked down to the floor. The foul will be on the floor, and it's on Reed Pratt, his first, and already the 16th foul of this half for West County. Arcadia Valley has it on the baseline. They trigger back into the top, almost knocked away from Wren, but he saved it. Driving now, new into the game is Eli Vandergriff. His shot missed, but got his own rebound. Goes back to the top. Moore is open from three. Good. Jeremiah Moore knocks down the first triple of the ball game, and it's 9-4 Arcadia Valley, and a turnover by West County. Back comes Moore. Nice crossover. A bounce pass to Brogan at the low block, but Brogan traveled with it as he gathered the basketball, and a turnover now to West County. Or no, it belongs to Arcadia Valley. Looks like it was just knocked out of bounds. Wren to trigger it in. Goes all the way back up top with Brogan. Brogan drives into the paint, got it to go. Off the glass, Carter Brogan, 11-4, Arcadia Valley on top, 3:20 to play first quarter. Left side now as West County works to the top with Pollock, and good defense by Tatum. He knocked it away, but Pollock got it back and lays it up and in with nobody in the paint. And stopping the run there, West County, they make it 11-6. Brogan at the top. He'll drive left side into the paint. He goes. Nice move, but just barely couldn't get the finger roll to fall in, and rebounded the other way by West County. Pratt brings it up the floor. Tries to get past Brogan. A foul is called. It'll go on Carter Brogan. And that is number one on the freshman.
Ty Simile checking in for the West County Bulldogs. Let's see who he replaces. Hayden Roney's coming out, and pair of substitutions checking in for Arcadia Valley as well.
Inside, straight into the middle of the paint. Shot was missed initially by Simile, and he'll now go to the line after that last miss. Foul called underneath on Arcadia Valley. It goes on the Tigers' Roger Curtis. For correction, that's Dakota Jones who picks up the foul. First shot from Simile is off the mark. 11-6 is the score. Arcadia Valley with the early lead. 2:40 to go first quarter. Second shot also short and rebounded by Arcadia Valley the other way. Up comes the Tigers as Jeremiah Moore drives to the free throw line, stops, and left the jumper short. Rebounded the other way by Hollick, but Moore stole it away on the outlet pass. Jeremiah Moore then loses the handle on the dribble and stolen away by Ryan Retzer. He has an open three. Ty Simile, he missed it to the right. Offensive rebound, and the putback was missed. Simile with it, and now he puts it back up and in, and will go to the line for one more as West County cuts the Arcadia Valley lead to three. One more chance for Simile to get one from the free throw line.
Simile stepped up and done a good job getting down low and getting the offensive rebounds in this game so far.
2:11 to go first quarter. Arcadia Valley with the three-point lead. One shot for Ty Simile at the line. Just missed two a few moments ago. Here There is that other shot. It is long and rebounded the other way by the Tigers with Dakota Jones. He gives it to Austin Wren, brings it up the floor. Now to Mikey Sizemore. He'll go inside. Nice pass into Tatum Jones, but he missed the lay-in. And the rebound still being fought for. It eventually falls to Sizemore, but he traveled with it as he tried to gather the dribble. And a turnover the other way to West County.
Tried to gather the dribble and his balance. He stumbled just a little bit, dragging that pivot foot that he established.
So West County has Reed Pratt bringing it up the floor for them. 2-3 zone look from Arcadia Valley defensively. A steal. Here comes Sizemore. Pratt back, and he deflects the pass away. Good defense by West County in transition as they bring it back up the floor. Pratt passes into the corner to Hollick. Now into the low block with Simile. Kicks out. They swing it around to Hollick. He'll try from three. That's too strong and brought down by Jeremiah Moore. Gives it to Sizemore in the outlet. Has an open lane. Takes it with the left hand. He stops and did not set his feet correctly. Gets called for traveling. Another turnover to West County.
West County slowly coming back in this one here. Down 11-8. Done it by drawing charges, or committing charges, I should say.
Here's Pratt. He tried to give it to Simile. It was knocked away by Jones there, Dakota Jones. There are three different Joneses on Arcadia Valley. We'll try to keep up with the Joneses tonight. On the baseline is Pollock. He threw it away, turnover, and the other way comes Brogan. He'll lay it in easily for two for Arcadia Valley. It extends the lead to five with 1:10 to go first quarter. They show four-court pressure the other way. West County breaks it, getting across. They bring it back to the top with Pratt. A five-out look. Here's a three from the outside. That's missed by Ryan Retzer, but an offensive rebound. They kick it out again. Here's McRaven. That's also no good. They'll let the rebound go out of bounds. And with 52.8 left in the first quarter, 13-8 is the score with Arcadia Valley leading, and they have the basketball.
Let's see if AV just tries to kill some clock here and hold for last possession.
Rogan brings it up, guarded by Hollick, right side pass. There's Whitehead looking into the low block, gets it to Brogan. His shot was short, missed the rim. And with 40 seconds left, West County has the rebound and brings it the other way. Hollick gives it to Pratt. Right near the midfield circle. Now left side with McRaven. Back to Pratt. One-handed pass to Hollick. The pass into the corner was deflected out of bounds by Jones. 22.9 left in the first quarter. West County with the basketball down by five. They make a late substitution here with Chayton Akers taking the spot of Nathan Hollick. Akers will be the one to inbound from the corner on the sideline. Tough place to get it out of, but they do, and Pratt gives it back to Akers after the inbound. 17 seconds. Akers now being double teamed and almost a steal, and they do take it away. It looks like a jump ball is called first as Dakota Jones tied up with Akers. Possession arrow belongs to West County. 11.6 on the clock in the first quarter, 13-8. Tigers with the lead. Akers receives the inbounds with 10 seconds. He's behind half court. Now gets trapped in the corner as he crosses, and a foul is called on Arcadia Valley as they tried to trap him in that corner.
Actually did have him trapped just a little too aggressive there. I would have liked it if they weren't trying to steal the ball away, to play some solid defense there in the corner with him trapped, kill out the clock.
Second foul on Carter Brogan. He comes out. Austin Wren takes his place. 5.9 left on the clock in the first quarter. West County with the basketball, gets it into Pratt, drives to the elbow, pulls up, left it short, but a nice rebound and put back is in from Ryan Retzer just before the first quarter buzzer, and it's a three-point game. Arcadia Valley leads West County 13-10. We'll be back with the second quarter next on J98.
This is Mark Casey, assistant coach of the Central Rebels football team. Grass and dirt stains are no match for the Soap Ladies products. The only green you'll see is the money you save.
This is Tracy Casey, head volleyball coach and mom of a Central Rebel, and I love saving on and off the court with the Soap Lady.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find all of our products on Facebook.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated. with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Second quarter about to get underway alongside Sean Malone. I'm Andy Humphrey in the 91st Annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Third place game between West County and Arcadia Valley. The Tigers have the 13-10 lead as we're now underway. Tigers with the basketball. Whitehead drove to the elbow. Off balance shot, but he got it to go. Tough one there from Whitehead. And he extends the lead to 5 for the Tigers. Now back come the Bulldogs. They turn it over, trying to save it from going out of bounds is Tatum Jones. He almost did, and it eventually goes out of bounds. Last off of West County, as also trying to save it from going off the sideline was Chayton Akers. Ran into the stairs in the process. But the Tigers have the basketball. And a 5-point lead with Wren. Bringing it up the court between the circles. Bounce pass to Moore. Fake the three. Gives it back to the top with Tatum Jones. Looks for his brother, Dakota. Gave it to Whitehead. He also thought about the three. Gives it to Wren, who drives with the left hand. Into the middle of the paint. Shot blocked by Ryan Retzer. And back comes Ryan Reed with it. And now that's missed on the other end as they try to outlet the other way. Here's Dakota Jones. He got the lay-in and the foul. Getting him from behind was Chayton Akers. It's 17-10, 7:08 to play second quarter. And Jones with his first bucket, he'll go to the line for one more.
How about that pass right there? Was that Austin Wren that chucked that pass?
I think it was.
Beautiful football pass. They may want to look into Arcadia Valley starting a football team just so they can make him a quarterback. A little late now that he's a senior, but that was a beautiful throw.
He got the free throw to go. That was... Or actually, they may call a violation. They call a violation on West County. The shot counts on the free throw, and Arcadia Valley now has possession underneath the basket.
And they also were in the bonus, too.
Looks like there was a, must have been a foul call underneath. That was on, not sure who it was on. The scoreboard still has the last foul, but it looks like it was the second foul on Chayton Akers, so he goes to the bench. And now a 1-1 chance for Jeremiah Moore. He misses, but an offensive rebound. Moore gets the ball back. He'll try from three, and he gets it. Well, if he can't get the free throw, why not get the three?
Right? What a nice sequence to work out for Moore. He's having quite a game for them.
It is 21-10. Arcadia Valley with the lead over West County in the third place game. Another turnover for West County on the low block, stolen away by Dakota Jones. Back comes Whitehead. Driving with the right hand. In the middle of the paint, a lot of traffic. Missed the leg in. Offensive rebound, Tatum Jones. He'll put it back up. No. And the rebound by Dakota Jones. He'll put it up, and it rolls in. Dakota Jones with some nice hustle. And it's now a 13-point lead for the Tigers. Long pass into the corner. They'll give it back up top. Pratt calls out the signs, and they swing it around the perimeter. Pratt with it. Free throw line extended. He'll try from three, and that's strong. Offensive rebound, though. Putting it back up was Vincent. He missed it. And another putback is also missed. Coming down with the rebound, Tatum Jones. Back comes Arcadia Valley. Wren looking inside. Bounce pass to Dakota Jones. He'll drive with the left hand to the elbow. Kicks it out to Whitehead. Drives baseline, and the lay-in missed. Offensive rebound, Tatum Jones. Putback is good. Tatum Jones extends the lead even further. A 15-point game and a steal in the backcourt. Another try for Whitehead. He got fouled and couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll have two free throws.
This has been a sloppy second quarter for West County. They've got no points up on the board in this quarter. Meanwhile, they've allowed 12 points to Arcadia Valley so far, 12-0 run.
And now Whitehead with a chance to make it a 17-point game with 5:41 to go in the second. Whitehead's first free throw up and good. Almost a line change substitution now for the Bulldogs as they bring on Simile, Retzer, and a new face into the ball game. That's Logan Blair, the junior. 26-10. Tigers with the lead. Into the low block they go with Simile. He dribbled it off his foot and it goes out of bounds. Arcadia Valley basketball. Turnover seeming to kill the West County Bulldogs in this first half as they now have dug a 17-point hole. Whitehead brings it up the floor. Looks like a 1-3-1 look from the Bulldogs on defense. Into the paint they go with Moore. He missed the initial shot, got his own miss, laid it up back, and he got the points this time with a 10-footer on the hook shot, 29-10. Arcadia Valley with the lead, just over five to play second quarter. Driving is Simile, missed the lay-in, rebound Wren. Back come the Tigers. Wren into the corner, Jeremiah Moore, another three, good! Jeremiah Moore putting the offense on his back. He makes it a 22-point advantage, under five to play, and a traveling call on Ryan Rentzer for West County.
I mean, this has just been snowballing the sloppiness we've seen from West County so far here in quarter number two.
13 points in the early going for Jeremiah Moore. 4:42 to go first half. Long pass across the court by Wren, saving it there. And Wren gets the ball back. He'll try from three. He hits! Arcadia Valley just doesn't seem to be able to miss. And when they do miss, they get the offensive rebound and can put it back. They've built a 25-point lead in this first half over West County. Bulldogs swinging around. It slipped out of the hands of McRaven and another turnover. Driving the other way is Vandegrift. He gives to Whitehead in the corner. He hits a three. 38-10 with 4:05 to play in the second quarter. Arcadia Valley rolling so far. Deflection out of bounds by Jeremiah Moore. West County has it on the sideline. Just no contest at the moment. Whitehead now with 9 first half points. Reed Pratt gets the basketball back from the inbounds. Gives to Hollick, left side. Hollick gives back to Pratt at the top. Looking inside, he'll give to Hollick. He'll try from three, left it short. Offensive rebound. Simile puts it back and it's good.
And finally, some points here in quarter number two for West County. Comes with another offensive possession. That's how they got most of their points, by getting the offensive rebound.
Whitehead with it for the Tigers. Gives it to Wren. Into the corner they go. Thinking about the three was Vandegrift. Instead, he'll go across court pass to Whitehead. Drives, pulls up, and a 10-footer is good. Peyton Whitehead also having a nice first half. He's in double figures with 11, and it's 40-12. AV with the lead. Another turnover by the Bulldogs as they trap him in the corner. Vandegrift with the basketball. He'll try a three. This one's way long and will go out of bounds. What a job so far on offense by the Tigers as they build to a 40-12 lead. 3:12 to play second quarter. I'm surprised that West County hasn't used the timeout yet. As they have the basketball, now having to deal with the full court pressure from AV. And they just get it across. Here's Pratt, 2-on-1, pulls up for a 10-footer, good. Pratt with his first points in the ball game as he cuts the lead to 26. As the ball is tossed out of bounds by Whitehead. Wren tried to save it, could not. And with 2:55 to go second quarter, 40-14 is the score with the Tigers up on top of the West County Bulldogs in the third place game of the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Reed Pratt driving against Whitehead as West County tries to cut into the lead a little bit more before halftime. Inside pass is deflected away from Simile, and back come the Tigers the other way. Jeremiah Moore will back it out. Tosses left side to Wren, who will bounce pass it over to Whitehead. Into the corner with Moore. He's been hot. He'll try from three. This time he misses, but an offensive rebound by the Tigers. Whitehead thought about the three. Instead, he'll give to Wren, who will trigger, and he hits a three. Austin Wren joins in on the three-point party for Arcadia Valley. They build to a 29-point lead with over two to play in the second quarter. Left side with Ryan Retzer for West County. Gives to Pratt. Bounce pass came off the foot of Wren. It got to Simile. He laid it up and missed. Rebound comes down to Moore, and now bringing it up the floor for Arcadia Valley is Luke Savage. Dangerous pass to Wren, but he'll get it back now as they try to fake a trap in the corner of Savage. Instead, he'll get it to Wren. Into the corner they go with Whitehead. Now indoor to Moore, and he'll lay it up on the low block. 45-14 as the Arcadia Valley Tigers build to a 31-point lead with under a minute and a half to play in the second quarter.
Seen almost no fight from West County here. They've really struggled to get anything going.
Reed Pratt with a long two. That's missed. And Wren brings down the rebound for the Tigers. Quickly, he gets it up the floor. Whitehead drives and shoots from the short corner. No. And Retzer brings down the rebound for West County. Back they come the other way. Spin move by Simile. Got to the low block. He'll put up an awkward shot. Missed it. Offensive rebound, though. They kick it out to Hollick. He hits from three. So Nathan Hollick is on the scoreboard. He has 5 points after that three, and it's 45-17. Arcadia Valley with the lead, 40 seconds to go. Austin Wren to Peyton Whitehead. They swing it around the perimeter. Wren with it. Crowd has been absolutely taken out of this game at Arcadia Valley with the way that, or with all the Westerville fans really waiting around. Not too many Arcadia Valley fans here. Inside pass to Moore, and he hits again. He has been red hot in this first half. A 30-point lead for Arcadia Valley. 14 seconds to go in the first half. Reed Pratt wants to hold for the final shot for West County. He'll drive left side into the lane through traffic. Gets fouled. Looks like it'll go on Jeremiah Moore. And that is his first foul. So Reed Pratt back to the line, the 6-foot senior.
I mean, as if everything hasn't been going the way of Arcadia Valley. Even the fouls haven't. That's only their sixth as a team.
First free throw on the way. Pratt missed it to the left. Tatum Jones will come onto the floor for Jeremiah Moore, who, man, he deserves a rest after that first half. 3 3-pointers and 7 total field goals. Second free throw from Pratt is up and good. 47-18, 6 seconds to play in the first half. Driving up the floor is Sizemore. He'll kick out to Savage for a three. It's short, and time expires in the first half. What a first half it was for the Arcadia Valley Tigers as they ride some hot shooting led by Jeremiah Moore from beyond the arc, and they build to a 47-18 halftime lead in the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving tournament. We'll be back with the halftime show right after this on J98 The Boot.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
The Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like the fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and more. While you're in, grab a bite to eat for lunch at the grill Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. That's the Orange Blossom Florist and Grill just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Host team has been all over this third place game in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving tournament. Andy Humphrey with you on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. The Arcadia Valley Tigers have built to a 47-18 lead over the West County Bulldogs. What a first half it was for Jeremiah Moore. 17 first half points, including three threes. He had a total of seven field goals in that first two quarters of play. Joining double-digit party there is Peyton Whitehead, who also had double figures with 11. He had a three, four total field goals in that one. Carter Brogan, the starting point guard, had 4 points. Eli Vandergriff had a three. Austin Wren, three-pointer. Dakota Jones with 5 points in that first half and a couple of field goals. Tatum Jones had a field goal in that first half as well, as Arcadia Valley shot the lights out in those first two quarters of play, building to a 47-18 lead. And really not much for West County on the other end. Their leading scorer at the moment is Nathan Hollick with 5 points early on. Reed Pratt has 3 points, 2 points from Hayden Roney, 4 points so far for Ty Simile off the bench. Nate Kinnard has 2 points with early foul trouble. He had two fouls in the first quarter. And Ryan Retzer also has 2 points for the West County Bulldogs, as the 29-point lead is held by the Arcadia Valley Tigers on their home floor. They're the 2 seed in this tournament, beating the 1 seed at the moment, West County, by a lot. 47-18 is the score, as we will be back on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show right after this on J98.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. McCormick's certified technicians and engineers are here to design a network solution for you. McCormick is a proud supporter of their area's talented athletes and pleased to sponsor this year's broadcast of the Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialists. The Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooner's in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooner's, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooner's on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161. Anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Welcome back to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey as the Arcadia Valley Tigers are all over West County at the moment, 47-18 at halftime, as these two teams play for third place in the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. So far in this one, it's been a combination of hot shooting by Arcadia Valley and a lot of turnovers by West County.
Yeah, and those turnovers initially, they started off because West County was driving to the rim and they were trying to see if they could get points, and they kept committing a charge. Again and again, it seemed to keep happening. So they forced them to change their game and try and take more outside shots and not be as aggressive. And we saw that didn't work out well for the West County Bulldogs.
Again, 17 first-half points from Jeremiah Moore, was lights out from three in those first two quarters. Peyton Whitehead joining him in double figures with 11 for AV, as it looks to be Arcadia Valley at the moment, the way that they are playing, taking the third place crown. We don't want to set anything in stone just yet. West County's a tough team. They can certainly come back in this one, but Arcadia Valley showing their prowess early on in that first half, building to a 29-point lead. Shortly after this one, we'll have the championship of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The 5-seed Lesterville Bearcats taking on the South Iron Panthers, seeded number 3 in this Arcadia Valley Tournament. That game will be coming up very shortly after the conclusion of this one. A lot of fans piling in to the gymnasium at Arcadia Valley High School. A lot of fans from Lesterville as well as South Iron just gearing up for the championship game here in Ironton. We'll take one more break and come back with second half action in the third place game between Arcadia Valley and West County. Stay with us on J98.
The Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like the fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and more. While you're in, grab a bite to eat for lunch at the grill Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. That's the Orange Blossom Florist and Grill just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Alongside John Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey. We're about ready to start the second half in the third place game of the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. 47-18 is the score, with AV leading West County. Hope all of you listening to us tonight had a very safe and happy Thanksgiving day, and hope you do the same for the rest of this weekend with your friends and loved ones, as West County will start with the basketball first in this second half. Reed Pratt brings it up the floor against the 2-3 zone from Arcadia Valley. Passes right side to around the perimeter they go as they throw it away again. Reed Pratt thought his intended target was going to stay put. Instead, he cut, and it's another turnover for West County.
So far, whatever halftime adjustments West County may have made, it didn't really work for them there.
Arcadia Valley with the basketball into the near corner with Brogdon. Brogan, he backs it out, worked against by Hogan, and now a bounce pass into Tatum Jones. He'll go up with it at the rim and get fouled.
Carter Brogan, he has got a tough crossover. He dribbles that ball so low. Very impressive for just a freshman.
So Tatum Jones, who had a couple first half points, goes to the free throw line for the first time, hits his first shot. It's 48-18. AV with the lead. Second free throw up and no good off the front of the rim. Bringing down the rebound is Ty Sibley for the West County Bulldogs. Gives to Pratt, who crosses the timeline. Right side pass to Kinnard. Looks inside. At the top he goes with Hollick. Left side now to Pratt. They swing it around back to Hollick again. His pass into the low block was tipped away by Jones, and back come the Arcadia Valley Tigers. And Wren looking to clear space, it appears. It gets called for the offensive foul, trying to drive. And Wren will pick up his second foul. Correction, first foul. Nope, second foul. So West County breaks the press the other way. Mid-range jumper from Pratt is no good. Rebound fought for. It falls to Simile. Underneath the basket, he gets it to go. So first points for West County, and they turn it over again. Into the paint now with Hollick. Lays it in with the contact. He does not get the shot, though, as he'll go to the line for two shots.
And there you go. West County starting to make a little noise there. A pair of free throws coming here after the putback layup off the glass from Ty Simile. Once again, though, those points are coming on second chance opportunities for West County. They got to start getting their first chance opportunities to fall in this game.
Hollick's first three throw, it falls in for another point there. It's 48-21. It appears that West County is not going to get back into this game with offense. They're going to do it with defense. They created a bucket there, or they're creating points at the moment with that turnover. Second free throw, however, off the mark. Simile brings down the offensive rebound, and West County with a new possession. And a long three that time by McRaven, but it's missed, and a hard fall taken by Peyton Whitehead as he tried to get the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and a foul is called underneath.
I think Peyton Whitehead kind of sold that one a little bit too, flew his legs up into the air, did certainly hit the deck hard, but I think there was a little acting involved.
Here comes Brogan, bounce pass into the elbow, and a nice back cut by Whitehead, but he couldn't handle the pass, and it's a turnover for AV. Whitehead knows that he missed a chance of 2 points there. 6:43 to go, third quarter, 48-21, AV leads. And a deflection at half court. Ball bounces around, almost saved by going out of bounds. It actually went out of bounds, last off of the Bulldogs.
Dick McRaven trying to keep it alive and toss it quickly before it goes out to Ty Simile, unable to do so.
So the Tigers with the back ball again. Brogan calls out the signs. A dribble right side. And give it to Wren, who looks to the interior. Instead, he'll drive baseline, gets trapped, and gets called for another offensive foul as he gave a bit of an arm bar into the chest of Kinnard. And so another offensive foul on Wren. That's his third personal.
And he's going to come out. In comes Eli Vandergrift to replace him.
Here comes Kinnard. He'll inbound. Full court pressure from AV as the Bulldogs break it and try to get an easy basket on the other end. Pratt pulls up, missed it. Rebound still fought for. Whitehead brings it down for AV. Brogan now in open space in the fast break. With the left hand, he goes up with it, left it short. Pratt gets the rebound. Kinnard, the outlet. And here he comes the other way. Kinnard driving, and into the body of Tatum Jones he goes. This time, Tatum Jones gets called for the block. He drew four offensive charges in the first quarter, but unable to get the feet set this time. Kinnard gets the free throws.
And now that's going to be three fouls going against Tatum Jones of Arcadia Valley.
First free throw from Kinnard is good.
You got to be careful if you're AV. You don't want two of your top players to foul out, but now you got to pull them.
48-22, AV with the lead. We're under six to play, third quarter. Kinnard, another shot. It is up and off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Carter Brogan of the Tigers. Brings it up himself. Right side pass to Jones. Gave it to Whitehead, who almost lost it. Whitehead at the top. And gets his pocket picked by Hollick. Two on one the other way for West County. Hollick keeps it, puts it up, missed it. Rebound by Kinnard. His putback is also missed. And bringing down the rebound is Vandegrift. Arcadia Valley on the fast break the other way. Brogan at the elbow. Bounce pass to Moore. With a big first half, he'll drive. And the foul is on the floor. by West County. It goes on Simile. Simile with his second. Correction, third one. A lot of foul trouble so far for a few guys, including Simile now with those three. A couple guys for AV. Inbound pass goes straight into Moore at the low block. He lays it in for two. Had a big first half. Starts the second half off well as he gets that lay-in and extends the lead back to 28. Back come the Bulldogs the other way, and a tough shot by Noah Vincent, but he gets it to go through all that traffic, and it's 50-24. AV with the lead. Moore with it in the corner. He'll drive, and his pass stolen away. Pratt all alone driving the other way. He'll lay it in for two on the fast break, and a timeout called by Ricky Turnbow of Arcadia Valley. Does not want this one to slip away at all. Under five to play, third quarter, and we'll take a timeout here with the score 50-26. Arcadia Valley with the lead on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
Is the score with 4:57 to play third quarter. Arcadia Valley leads big over West County in the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey as Arcadia Valley has the basketball. They just called the timeout after a little mini run by West County, but Ricky Turnbow not wanting to take any chances and wants to regroup his guys. Inbound pass from Arcadia Valley goes awry and stolen away by Simile. They bring it back to the top with Vincent. Now to Kinnard, who will drive, gets past his man, lays it up, but it rolls out and brought down by Carter Brogan of Arcadia Valley. Into the corner he goes, and Whitehead couldn't corral the pass. It lands on the sideline out of bounds to West County.
Well, AV's given West County a couple chances here to come back in this one if they so choose. They just got to start taking advantage of it. I mean, you look back to that last offensive possession they had, it was a great drive by Kennard, just unable to finish at the rim.
Vincent to Simile at the low block, drives, kicks out to Vincent again for West County as they swing around the perimeter to the corner, now to the top of the key. That's McRaven pulling up for a three. It's missed. Offensive rebound, Simile. Putback was missed, and Moore brings down the rebound and races back the other way for the Tigers. He'll give it all alone at the low block was Dakota Jones, and he'll lay it in for two. Dakota Jones with 6 points now in this ball game, correction, seven, as the shot on the other end was missed and goes out of bounds. West County will have the basketball underneath the hoop.
Noah Vincent trying to get a little fancy there, driving through traffic and spinning off his defender, trying to see if he can put up a floater.
Dick McRaven gives it to Vincent, who will trigger it inside to the low block with Pratt, kicks out. Kinnard thought about the three and said they'll swing it around, and traveling called as Vincent tried to start on the drive, but too many steps.
Yeah, I think if right before he decided to drive, he thought about taking or faking a three, moved his left foot, established that the right foot is the pivot foot, but then when he decided to drive a split second later, he moved that right foot.
52-26, AV with the lead over West County, 4:07 to play third quarter. Moore behind the back, he tried to lay it in, but he missed it. And back come the Bulldogs the other way. Here's McRaven, lays it up. It was short, and the rebound bobbled and falls out of bounds. It'll stay on that end with West County, as Jones couldn't get the rebound there, but the Bulldogs will have another possession. They trigger it into Vincent. And Pratt gets called for traveling as he tried to drive into the lane. Just yet another turnover for West County. It's been their Achilles heel all night as the Tigers have built to a 26-point lead. Here's Brogan. Bounce pass to Dakota Jones, who cut, and he lays it in for two again. Now a 28-point lead for the Tigers, as Dakota Jones now has 9 points. Reed Pratt, left side pass to Kinnard, looking for an option as he drives through the zone. Now kicks out to Vincent, who I don't know if he saw the pass. It was almost right to him, but it just went straight through his arms. And it's still 54-26 AV with the lead, 3:25 to play third quarter.
I wonder if it got deflected on his way to him because he jumped up like he was going higher and wound up hitting him about elbow high with his arms up in the air.
Either way, Arcadia Valley has it. As they go the other way, here's Brogan in the corner, and now he'll travel back to the top of the key. A long pass eventually falls to Wren, who was there to save it. And Wren settles things down at the top. Bounce pass to Vandegrift. Into the short corner they go with Tatum Jones. He'll back it out, and they swing it around again. Between the circles, now to Brogan. And the pass back to Jones came off of Jones's face, but Brogan was able to corral it, and then he goes into the lane and floats it up for two. Carter Brogan, opportunistic there, builds it to a 30-point lead again for AV, under three to play third quarter. Brogan with 6 points. As Ryan Retzer tried to pass it into the corner, it was deflected out of bounds. West County still with the ball. They'll have it on the sideline. Bulldogs have Kinnard on the sideline. They'll give it to Vincent. Getting trapped in the corner. They swing it around to Retzer. And now a shot by Hollick is way long from three. The rebound falls out of bounds, and it's last off of Brogan for Arcadia Valley. So another possession for the Bulldogs. Inbound pass to the corner. Now they go to Retzer at the top, and he hits a three. Ryan Retzer, with his first three of the game, he has 5 points. And it's 56-29. AV with the lead and the basketball. Into the short corner they go with Jones. Kicks out to Wren. Gives to Brogan at the top. Guarded by Pratt in a man defense for West County. Tatum Jones with it. Backs out near half court. And now picks up his dribble. Gives to his brother Dakota. Free throw line extended on the right side. Fake pass by Brogan after receiving it. Gives to Wren. Under two to play third quarter. Wren drives, floats it, and scores. Austin Wren builds the lead to 29 once again for AV. Now a three this time from Kinnard. He hits. Correction, that is Hollick, who drills the three from the left wing. He's been a lone bright spot as well with 9 points in this game for West County. 1:24 to play third quarter, 58-32. Tigers with the lead. Inside pass to Brogan. Stole it away from Pratt and laid it in for two. As Brogan gives Arcadia Valley 60 points now. They lead it 60-32. Three is missed on the other end by West County. They get the offensive rebound, but the pass is stolen away by Tatum Jones. And back come the Tigers. Into the corner with Vandegrift. Drove baseline but traveled beforehand.
They've been calling everything with these travels here in the second half. More of them have gone against West County than they have AV. But they've all been fair calls both ways.
Now West County has the basketball as they make substitutions and have a little confusion as to who's going to take it. Retzer will be the one to inbound with some full court pressure from AV. They're not letting up 28 points, and the pass is deflected out of bounds by Dakota Jones. So Retzer now has to stay put and can't move around the baseline. He'll give it back in. And McRaven gets the basketball. Tried to give it back to Retzer, who almost got called for backcourt, but he did establish himself on the front court. And the drive this time by Vincent as the ball got knocked away. And Vincent draws the foul. He'll go to the line for two. The foul goes on Peyton Whitehead. First one on Whitehead for Arcadia Valley. 60-32 is the score. AV with the lead now 60-33 after the first made free throw by Noah Vinson, the 5'11 senior. 49 seconds to go, third quarter. Vinson drills the second and cuts the lead to 26 for AV. Brogan drives to the lane himself, puts it up off the glass and in against McRaven, as Brogan is having a nice second half. Here comes Vincent the other way for West County. Hands to Kinnard, who drives baseline. A lot of contact down low, and a foul is called on Dakota Jones, sending Kinnard to the line for two. 62-34 Arcadia Valley still leads in this third quarter. We have 32 seconds remaining.
And I praise them for not getting into foul trouble in the first half. They're doing that here in the second half. Six team fouls commit. It'll be free throws from here on out, at least one.
Kennard with the first free throw. It is good. Kennard with 4 points in this one as he cuts the lead down to 27. With 32 seconds to go, third quarter. Kennard makes the second. Brogan brings it up. 26-point game as the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and they say it's last off of Jeremiah Moore of Arcadia Valley. 26 seconds. West County with the basketball. They give it to Kennard. They break the full court pressure. Kennard still with it. Drives baseline. Runs into a man and gets and draws another foul underneath. Blocking foul this time called on Dakota Jones. And that's his third. And the first free throw from Kennard this time, it rims out. So still 62 to 36, 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Arcadia Valley with the big lead. It's now 62-37 after the made free throw by Kennard. 17 seconds, Brogan being double teamed. He goes to the lane, lays it off for Dakota Jones, who lays it up and in. Good break of the press by Brogan. 8 seconds to go, 64-37, and a turnover and a foul directly after the steal by Dakota Jones. The foul goes on West County, and it is on Vincent. Third one on him as Dakota Jones draws the foul. Not yet in the bonus are the Tigers, so they'll have an inbounds pass on the sideline, but 4.7 left in the third. They trigger it into Brogan in the corner, looking for more, but he lost the basketball off the fingertips and out of bounds. 2 seconds left for West County as they have to go to the length of the floor. They trigger it in and getting the ball. Roney, a long shot is missed. And it is 64-37, Arcadia Valley leading West County after three quarters of play in the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Fourth quarter is next on J98.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
Arcadia Valley up big on West County, 64-37 after three quarters of play in the third place game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Want to thank Polite Ready Mix in Potosi, Arcadia Valley R2 School District in Ironton, Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi, Sons Auto Farms and Home in Annapolis, and Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington for sponsoring tonight's broadcast. It'll be West County, or correction, Arcadia Valley has the possession arrow, so they'll start with the basketball first. Luke Savage is in the game for Arcadia Valley. He'll inbound it to Dakota Jones. Looking around is Jones. He'll hand to Whitehead at the top. Gives to Jeremiah Moore. Fakes the three. Drives with the finger roll and got contacted as he went to the rim. The foul called there on West County, and the number is 12. That is Nathan Hollick and his first personal. So Jeremiah Moore, who was on fire in the first half, now hits this free throw to give himself a 20-point night, extends the lead back to 28 points for Arcadia Valley. Second free throw from Moore is off the mark, and back comes West County. Fake pass by Reed Pratt. And this time the pass stolen away from Hollick, and Whitehead was there in the middle of it. Bounce pass to Savage, pulls up for a mid-range jumper, no. And Pratt brings down the rebound, outlets over to Hollick, who drives, and a foul underneath that goes on Arcadia Valley. It'll be a block on Peyton Whitehead.
You got one to barring an incredible comeback here from West County. Where do they go as a team? They are searching for a lot of answers following this tournament where they came in as the number one seed. Yeah, between last night's game and tonight's game, they haven't played like a number one seed.
Halleck missed the first free throw. The thing that they knew going in is that they lacked a go-to score. And a lot of the guys, it's more of a collective effort so far for West County as Halleck hits the second free throw. They want to see somebody emerge from that experienced senior and junior roster. Brogan, bounce pass to the baseline. Nice cut from Moore. He lays it up and in. Jeremiah Moore makes it 68-37. Arcadia Valley had a big first half. They haven't missed a beat in the second half, keeping the big lead that they have. Here's Halleck with a long three. He hits from the left wing. So Halleck adds to his score. He has three threes in this game, and so far has 13 points. Now a tip away, but it's saved by Jeremiah Moore. Arcadia Valley keeps the ball, and the shot is missed. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's last off of AV. So West County with the basketball. You know, you talk about Halleck being the lone bright spot on offense. He might be that go-to scorer that they go to at times. Reed Pratt, left side, to Halleck. Against the 2-3 zone they go. They swing it around the perimeter. Reed Pratt will try a three, and he hits it. Reed Pratt has 8 points in this ball game, and his first three. Brogan breaks the press on the other end. Luke Savage getting pressured by Vincent, and too close to the ball carrier there was Vincent. He gets called for the foul. That is number four on Noah Vincent for West County. 6:16 to play fourth quarter, 67-44. Luke Savage passes to Dakota Jones, mid-range jumper, good.
West County had a couple starters foul out last night, Reed Pratt and Hayden Roney.
On the other end, transition O as McRaven lays it up and in on the other side for West County. Now back the other way come the Tigers. A reverse lay-in from Dakota Jones is good, and he got the foul as well. He'll go to the line for one more. Dakota Jones having a nice game. 15 points, about to make it 16 if he can make this free throw. It is 71-46. Arcadia Valley with a big lead over West County in the third place game with 5:57 to go in the fourth.
Some substitutions checking in for West County, a trio of them, while a pair of AV Tigers check in as well.
Among them, Hayden Roney as well as Ryan Retzer and Ty Simile. Free throw is up and good from Dakota Jones. He does make it 16 points off the bench tonight. Reed Pratt, the point guard, brings it up. He'll draw a double team. Passes left side to Retzer. He's open from three. He'll take it and hit it. No, it's a miss off the back iron. And that goes out of bounds eventually. And last touch by the West County Bulldogs. Still 72-46. Arcadia Valley well on their way to earning third place in their home tournament. Pass stolen away as Roney got in the way and gave it to the low block with Pratt, whose shot was blocked, but he draws the foul. It goes on to Dakota Jones, who now picks up his fourth. Pratt to the line, has a chance to get into double digits tonight if he can drain both of these. He misses the first free throw, however. And into the game is Tatum Jones taking off his brother, Dakota. 5:40 to go fourth quarter. 72-46 is the score. AV with the lead. Now 72-47. Free throw made by Reed Pratt. Arcadia Valley with the basketball. They have Carter Brogan bringing it up the floor. Guarded closely by Reed Pratt. A lot of pressure as he tries to hand it off to Jeremiah Moore, but can't do so. Good defense by Pratt, and he forces the steal by Simile. And a foul called after the steal. It goes on Brogan, who picks up his third. And that means two free throws for Ty Simile. Now in the double bonus are the Bulldogs.
There's still plenty of time left on the clock here. This game isn't quite sealed away yet. It's over a 20-point lead, but I'm telling you, there is a chance.
25 to be exact, matches the number on the back of Ty Simile's jersey. His first free throw is to the left, no good. Simile has struggled from the line tonight. He's now 0-4. Second one is up and good. makes it a 24-point game with 5:22 to go fourth quarter. Brogan brings it up the floor, spins away from Pratt, and a timeout called by Ricky Turnbow for Arcadia Valley. So they'll talk things over, and we'll step aside as well. From the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, 72-48 is the score in the third-place game. Arcadia Valley leading with 5:17 to go from Ironton. We're back on J98 after this.
The Lesterville schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville schools. Go Bearcats!
Arcadia Valley breaks their huddle after the timeout. 5:17 to play in the fourth quarter. 72-48. The Tigers have the lead over the West County Bulldogs alongside Sean Malone, Andy Humphrey. Austin Wren back into the game for AV. Gives it to Brogan at the top. Guarded closely by Hayden Roney. And Brogan now drawing a double team. Passes right side to Wren. Gives and drives to the middle of the lane. Missed the lay-in, but got his own miss. And he puts it up and in again. Makes it 74-48 with under 5 to play now. Wren has 7 points, and Reed Pratt for West County gives it to Ryan Retzer on the right wing. Now they swing it around back to Pratt. Inside they go with Simile. Bumps against the man and lays it up and in. Ty Simile has 9 points in this game. Cuts the lead back to 24. Drive on the baseline. This time it is Sizemore getting the bucket. He has 4 points. As Mikey Sizemore makes a 26-point lead once again. And a foul called away from the basketball, it appears. That goes on Sizemore. That's number 1 on him.
And it's going to be a pair of free throws, even though it was off the ball. Because West County is in the double bonus.
So Vincent is the one to get the free throws. Vincent has hit 2 free throws tonight, now 3 as he drains that one. 76-51, 4:23 to play in the game. As coming into the game now is Kinnard for West County. Bit of a delay here as both referees talk with Noah Vincent before this second free throw. Now they're back to their respective positions. Vincent puts up the second free throw. It is good. 24-point game. AV with the basketball and the lead with 4:18 to play. And a steal. This time by Ryan Retzer. He's all alone and gets it before Wren can stop him. There's a lay-in on the other end. 22-point game. But back the other way come Arcadia Valley. They lay it up and in with Sizemore getting another bucket. Now up and down action as Vincent drives. Lost the basketball. It fell to Simile. He'll try from 3, and he hits. 7 points combined from both teams in a matter of seconds as it's 78-57. Arcadia Valley with the lead. And again, it's just a 20-point game, or 21-point game. West County cutting it down even more. Austin Wren stops at the 3-point line and fires. He hits from 3. So Arcadia Valley matching West County at the moment. Now a 24-point game again as Retzer holds it on the left wing. Goes to the other side with Simile. He feels it, and he'll try from 3. He misses this time. Rebound falls to Jeremiah Moore. Spins away nicely from Vincent. Laid up the shot, but it's missed. And Pratt brings down the rebound. Back come West County. Up to Vincent. Left it for Simile. Lays it up, but it off the rim, no good. Rebound comes to Kinnard. He puts it back up and is fouled. If you missed us for the last minute, you missed a lot. 81-57 with 3:08 to play in the fourth quarter of action in the third place game. 2 free throws for Kinnard at the line, and he makes the first. Now sub for both sides as Retzer takes a seat. McRaven takes his spot for West County, and Jeremiah Moore comes off the floor for AV. On comes Dakota Jones again. Kinnard with a second free throw, and it is up and no good, but an offensive rebound. McRaven puts it back up and in, and it's a 21-point game as we hit the three-minute mark in this game. Austin Wren receives a long pass from the outlet. He'll try another three, no good. Pratt the rebound for West County. They try to go on the fast break. McRaven brings down the pass, and he hooks it in. And the lead is under 20 points now, 19. But a lot of time running off the clock and a timeout, or correction, no, it's a kick ball. Possession still belongs with the Tigers. 2:44 to play in the fourth. And West County is playing well right at the end of this contest, but it just seems to be not enough time left for them to make a full-on comeback.
Just too little, too late. That second quarter was huge for Arcadia Valley. West County unable to overcome, barring something wild here.
Dakota Jones had his pass stolen away by Kinnard. He'll drive the other way, kicks out. McRaven is open for three. Off the front iron, no good. Simley, another offensive rebound. He puts it up and in.
He's been one of the bright spots in this game, his play on the offensive glass. Granted, he's got to start making those free throws, but awesome. He's done well.
Wren gets it from Brogan. He'll drive in the middle of the paint, kicks out to Brogan, fake the shot. He'll drive himself with the left hand. It's no good, but he was fouled. And he'll go to the line for two shots. It's 84-61. AV with the lead, 2:12 to play. And Carter Brogan, the freshman, looking to ice away this game a little bit more. First free throw is off the front iron, no good. So West County, it appears, will fall to 1-2, and Arcadia Valley will improve to 2-1. Peyton Whitehead comes back onto the floor for the Tigers, takes off Austin Wren. As Brogan is set for this second free throw, it's 84-61. Tigers have the lead. Brogan's second free throw, up and good. 18-point lead for the Tigers. As Wren comes off the floor, and that comes Sizemore. Or correction, that's Tatum Jones. Reed Pratt brings it up against Brogan. Drives through the zone and kicks out to Vincent. To the left wing they go with Kinnard. He'll drive to the elbow, kicks out to Pratt, thought about the three, now he'll take it, and it's off the back iron, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, it's last off of the Bulldogs. So with 1:53 left and an 18-point lead, the Tigers look to be well on their way, but it appears they will call a timeout just to make absolutely sure, and we'll take a timeout as well and come back with the final 1:53 of this third-place game in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament 18-point lead for AV. Back on J98 after this.
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooner's in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooner's, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooner's on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
.153 left in the third place game. Arcadia Valley has an 18-point lead, 82-64 over West County. Alongside Sean Malone, I'm Andy Humphrey. The Tigers have the basketball inbounding on the sideline. The pass gets knocked away by Reed Pratt as West County shows some full court pressure.
Now it's going to be inbounded from the corner. So let's see if West County can take advantage here. Tough spot to inbound from, as you said earlier.
They get it into Dakota Jones, who gives it back to Sizemore, who inbounded it. Sizemore has a lane. He lays it off for Moore. Went to the baseline, but missed the shot. Moore is still on the ground after the offensive rebound by Dakota Jones. Moore gets it in the corner, looking inside, drives baseline, straight into Sizemore, and now has to back it out. Kicks out to Whitehead. And it looks like they'll play keep away a little bit with 1:25 to play. Dakota Jones looks inside, now drives, and a foul. On the floor, it goes on Reed Pratt. So Pratt picks up his second. And that will mean free throws for Dakota Jones. It's a one-and-one chance for Dakota, the six-foot senior. As Ty Simile comes onto the floor and takes off Nathan Hollick for West County. 18-point lead for the Tigers. They have a chance to make it 20 with Dakota Jones at the line. First free throw is up and off the back iron, no. Rebound brought down by Kinnard for West County. Gives it to Vincent. Pass deflected away. Falls to Jones. Up court to Moore, who lays it up and just passed the block, but he missed it. Putback is good from Peyton Whitehead. And it's a 20-point lead as we approach a minute to play in the game. Pratt throws up a three for West County. No. Brings down the rebound. Or that's Dakota Jones getting it for Arcadia Valley as Sizemore at the top will throw it to Whitehead. And now into the corner with Moore. Back to Whitehead, 46 seconds, and it looks to be all Arcadia Valley at the moment. 20-point lead. They give it to Brogan. They'll just keep the basketball away from the Bulldogs as much as they can and juice the rest of this clock, it appears, as Sizemore drives and draws the foul.
This has been a good win for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, but West County, they're going to be searching for answers after this one as wholesale substitutions check in.
Five new players onto the floor for West County. Try to get them all in. That was Tucker Watson, Brandon Osborne, Roderick McIntyre, Jayton Akers comes onto the floor. And looks like Jacob Vance also joining the Bulldogs on the court as well. And for Arcadia Valley, they have Sizemore, who is shooting. Also in for the first time is Roger Curtis. Eli Vandergriff is in there. Luke Savage is in there. And Jeremiah Moore stays out there. First free throw is missed by Mikey Sizemore in his first trip to the line. 33.6 left on the clock. 20-point lead, 84-64. It's now a 21-point advantage for AV after the made free throw by Sizemore. He has 7 points off the bench as Arcadia Valley swings it around. Here's Osborne, gives it to Watson. He'll try from the elbow, that's missed, and Jeremiah Moore brings down the rebound, races back the other way, he'll give it to Vandergriff in the corner, he'll try a three and hits, rolled it in, and it's 88-64, 13 seconds after the Eli Vandergriff three, deflected out of bounds by Moore, stays with West County on the other end.
What a game for Moore, very impressive evening for him individually.
Vandergriff has a couple three-pointers in this game with 6 points. 4 seconds to go as Akers lays it off, and a shot for Osborne from three. That's no good at the buzzer, and it's an 88-64 victory for Arcadia Valley. They earn third place in their own Thanksgiving tournament over West County, the one seed. An impressive victory for Ricky Turnbow's squad as they move to 2-1 on the season. And for Chris LeBrier and the West County Bulldogs, well, they're now searching for answers as they fall to 1-2 after three games in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. We'll come back after this on J98 The Boot.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161. Anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
The Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like the fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and more. While you're in, grab a bite to eat for lunch at the grill Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. That's the Orange Blossom Florist and Grill just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
It was all Arcadia Valley in the third place contest between the Tigers and the West County Bulldogs. 88-64, the final score, as Arcadia Valley earns third place in their own Thanksgiving tournament, the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving tournament. And it was really a hot start for Arcadia Valley early on. They built to a very big lead in that first half, out as to as many as 32 points in the second quarter. A big night from Jeremiah Moore. He finishes with 22. Also in double figures was Dakota Jones with 16. Carter Brogan had 11. Austin Redd had 10. And Peyton Whitehead had 13 for Arcadia Valley. It just seemed like they couldn't miss in that first half.
No, and talk about the defense, too. I mean, they were turning defense into offense, forcing turnovers, and just racing up and down the court against West County. Both these teams got upset in the prior round, last night in the semifinal round, and you could see that Arcadia Valley really took it to heart. West County, meanwhile, they came out very flat in the second quarter. First quarter looked good for them. Third and fourth quarter didn't look bad, but that second quarter was atrocious.
Yeah, that when you dig yourself that big of a hole, even though they did play Arcadia Valley pretty evenly throughout that whole second half, it's just so hard to dig out of that hole when you have such a big run that you give up that way. So it was tough for West County to get back into this one. They had Ty Simile finish as their leading scorer tonight off the bench with 14 points. Nathan Hollick joined him in double figures with 13. Noah Vincent had 8. Kinnard had 7. Jake McRaven had 4. Roney had 2, 9 points from Reed Pratt, the starting point guard, and 5 points off the bench from Ryan Retzer for the West County Bulldogs, who fall to 1-2. Arcadia Valley improves to 2-1 and earned third place in the Thanksgiving tournament. The championship of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving tournament is next between the Lesserville Bearcats and the South Iron Panthers. We have it for you next on J98, and we'll hear from both head coaches coming up later on the pregame show. So stay with us on J98 The Boot.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
My name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Ladies Laundry Pod.
This is John Ames, the offensive line coach for the Toto Dragons, and I love the Soap Lady product. We use the OxiClean Boost, the laundry detergent, and it gets the smell out.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166, and find all of our products on Facebook.
Thanksgiving to you. Sean Malone here with you on KTJJ Farmington, and we are awaiting tip-off between the Lesterville Bearcats, the number 5 seed coming into this tournament. Shocking everyone, making it all the way to the championship game. They're taking on the number 3 seed South Iron Panthers. How did both teams get here? Well, for Lesterville, it began with a 77-66 victory over the 4-seeded Bismarck. Then they upset number 1 West County 66-59 right here last night, and Now they face off against the South Iron Panthers. Speaking of the Panthers, they got to this point through defense. 56-25, the final score of their victory over number 6, Ellington. And then the number 3, South Iron Panthers, topped the number 2, Arcadia Valley Tigers, 53-48. To get us to the point where we're at right now, as we are sitting just a few minutes away from tip-off of the championship game of the 91st Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and return. When we do, we'll hear from both coaches. Head coach of the Lesterville Bearcats, as well as head coach of the South Iron Panthers, coming up when we return on J98.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or